Insurance and affiliated companies.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. Happy, what day is it? Wednesday. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. Weather's beautiful. What is it? 75 degrees here on the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center in the studio. Anyway, all the nuts are in the trailer. And I'm not talking about some of my friends, but my actual peanuts. We're all done. I'm happy. And all I wanted to say is, you know who you are if you're listening. I got a lot of friends out there that helped me, a few friends that helped me. This is my first year growing peanuts, and I want to give a big shout out to all of them that helped me, because there was two or three of them. You know who you are, that I was burning your phone up. What do I do here? This leaf here is brown. What do I do? And I'm sorry I annoyed you, but anyway, you were nice and you helped me. So all I can tell you is I really appreciate all the help you guys gave me. I don't know what they made yet. I think they did okay, pretty good actually. But we'll see how they grade and get all the actual weights and stuff back here in the next week or so. But anyway, I already got fertilizer applied this morning. Get back this afternoon, put some Triticale, and I had SEI Agritech mix me up some Triticale and Hairy Vetch. That's what I'm gonna sow back in there. And got some good ground cover. We didn't bale none of that hay there. We just left ever the foliage on top. It's really good looking foliage too. So hopefully it won't blow this winter if I don't get the Triticale up and for really cold weather hits. So anyway, that's all good. And got the last trailer hooked up this morning, and off on its way it goes. So anyway, got some more, been burning the midnight oil here lately. I got up about 3 and went and baled some more peanut hay for Gary down there south of the river. And anyway, got lots of things going on. My dogs feel really lonely, and they're really mad at me because there's no peanuts left out there. There's no animals to chase as of right now, but I'll take them out there tonight about midnight, and they'll find out there's going to be some animals out there picking around looking for some peanuts that come out of the combine and stuff. But anyway, again, thank you to all my great neighbors. Hey, even Sugar Daddy made an appearance over at the peanut field last night, along with my landlord, Bruce, and who else was there? Oh, Caden Calloway come over and got him some peanuts in his tote for his, I thought he was going to have Kelsey make me some peanut butter patties, but he's feeding these to the deer. So anyway, we had a good little gathering over there, besides me and Nelson and Bradley. So anyway, all good. And like I said, again, thank you so much to my neighbors for helping me out. And it was kind of entertaining to see Sugar Daddy over there yesterday. Oh, what is, how does it say? Bapa? 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 Yeah, Bapa. Yeah, Bapa was over there yesterday. Anybody ever look that up in the dictionary to see what the definition mean under a verb? So anyway, hey, today's the Taylor Ranch Day, and we got a new thing going. Jimmy brought me some 6-packs of beef sticks that the Taylor Ranch is making now. So I got a question for you guys, and the winner of this question is going to get, if you're a 6-pack of Taylor Ranch Premium Beef Original Beef Snack Sticks, and they are good. He brought some for the office, and everybody enjoyed them. And so anyway, here's your question. And I'm going to take number 10 on the text line. Text line is 580-225-9697. And here's the question. Ready? What is two male cows fighting? What is that called? Two male cattle fighting. What's that called? Number 10, correct answer gets a fresh six-pack of Taylor Ranch Original Beef Sticks. So, all right, let's get on with the show and see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Agriculture. No, I like that word better. Agriculture. Wheat futures dropped in overnight trading on signs of favorable weather in growing areas globally. Rainfall earlier this week narrowly improved prospects for U.S. winter wheat that's being planted in the southern plains, said Don Kinley, an agriculture meteorologist with Maxar. About 73% of the crop was in the ground at the start of the week, up from 64% 7 days earlier, but behind the prior five-year average of 76%, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said in a report. 46% of it has emerged as of Sunday versus 35% previous week. But it's well below the average of 50% for this time of the year. Still, Kinley said dryness will rebuild in the southern plains as dry weather moves back into the region. In Australia, light rains are forecast to favor parts of the Queensland, New South Wales, South Australia, and Western Australia, the forecaster said. Limited rainfall this week will favor dry down and early harvesting, Kinley said. Wheat futures for December delivery fell 8 cents to $5.68 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, and Kansas City futures dropped 8 cents also to $5.78.5 a bushel. Corn futures lost 1¾ cents to $4.14¾ a bushel. Soybean futures for January delivery declined 5¼ to $9.95¼ a bushel. Soy meal fell 1¢ to $3.1650 a short ton, and soy oil was down 0.27 cents to 43.42 cents a pound. Brazil again rejected a request from domestic and U.S. groups to remove its tariff on ethanol imports into the country. The Tariff Changes Committee of the Chamber of Foreign Trade last week turned down a request from the Brazilian Association of Fuel Importers and the U.S. Grain Council to cut its 18% tariff on imports of the biofuel, according to an attaché report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The committee also refused in June to remove the tariff. The U.S. Grains Council at the time said it was extremely disappointed that the tariff was not cut. Brazil's tariff on imported ethanol was implemented last year in February. In October of last year, the country's fuel importers, with support from the U.S. Grain Council, submitted a request to reduce the tariff based on the report from S&P Platts indicating that the tax raises costs for domestic users. That was rejected on June 13th. The group sent another request in May, this time including Brazil's list of exception and the country's common external tariff. Deliberation was made earlier this month, but the request was rejected on October 17th, according to the report in the USDA's report. All right, elevated fire weather is forecast for parts of northern Oklahoma and north Texas tomorrow, according to the National Weather Service. West Central, which is us, also may see dry conditions. The agency said extreme dry weather may also return early next week. Temperatures in the area will remain in the high 70s and low 80s today, but are forecast to jump up to records in Amarillo tomorrow. Further north, fire weather concerns may increase this weekend in parts of north central Nebraska and low humidity and gusty winds. Anyway, we all need to be careful out there, no matter what part of the state we're in, because there's a lot of countywide fire bans on burn bans. I want to say fire burn bans. So everybody be careful what you're doing out there. Things are very dry. There wasn't much of a dew this morning. I could tell when I was baling hay, like yesterday, it was water running off my baler, but that's perfect for peanut hay. But this morning, she was pretty dry. And so everybody just needs to be a little careful out there with what you're doing. All right, let's go ahead and take a Taylor Ranch break. And when I come back, we'll see what the current prices are on the grain market and see what how the cattle are doing. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Anything you can get out and about and do in the public to keep yourself out there, seeing what's going on, and you're knowledgeable about what's going on. You have customers come in wanting to do something, open a business or whatnot. It might be nice to have a little insight on your side. They have business plans. It's probably rare to find a business plan that has every little in and out thought out. So if you know what's going on around town, there may be something you could share with them that might either alter their plan, make their plan a different direction, speed it up, slow it down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Wellington, Texas. 82 degrees. Humidity's 24. Dew point's 42. The winds are out of the north at 6 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 12. 0.041 hundredths, or as they say around Grimes. That's 41,000s. Yeah, that's 41,000s of an inch that they've got so far this month. And then no red flag minutes, no sub-freezing minutes, 8-inch soil temperature, 71 degrees. Again, my question of the day, because this is Taylor Ranch Happy Hour, and I got a six-pack of Taylor Ranch Original Beef Snack Sticks, and they're hickory smoked. Anyway, they're good. That's all I'm going to tell you. They're really good. I've got to try them out. But here's the question. Text in your name and your answer to 580-225-9697. Not my phone, but to the text line here. Anyway, what do you call it when two male cows argue? All right. So anyway, we'll have a winner here for, I don't know, halfway through the hour here. We'll find us a winner. Anyway, all right, let's check out the current market brought to you by Lipscomb Dealerships here in Oklahoma and on down there in Texas, right across the Red River. They got some dealerships down there. Anyway, December corn, 418, up 2 1/4. March is 432, up 2 3/4. Soybeans for November, 999, up 7 1/4. January, 1006, up 6. Soybean meal, December, 319.80, up $2.10. January is 317.20, up 2.40. Soybean oil is in the red today a little bit. December, 43.46, down 23. January, 43.37, down 10. Hard red winter wheat, December, 587, up 1 1/4. March, 602, up 1 1/2. Well, I'm thinking about that. Let's see if it comes up here. I'm going to look at Planters down at Lone Wolf and see what the cash price is right now. Bear with me a second here. I had to bring them up. I forgot to do that during the break. Let's see what cash prices are on our grains. It said here, wheat at Hobart and Lone Wolf is at 508. Roosevelt is at 503. And Altus Duke is at 493. Milo at Lone Wolf Hobart is 365. Same for the rest of them at Roosevelt, Altus, and Duke. So there is your up-to-date cash prices. Ah, let's get back to the market here. Where did it go? All right, where was we? We were cotton. December, 72.70, up 62. Let's see here. Man, I just noticed that. Sugar Daddy and his sugar cane over there at Delhi under that one pivot's making money. March, 22.28, up 55. For a pound of sugar. Huh? Cool. All right. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil, December 70.60, down 114. And what's natural gas doing? It's down a little bit. It's November's at 231. The NASDAQ, the S&P, and the Dow are all in the red. They're all getting ready for the election next week. So it looks like that's 3 days in a row they've been down. So not too good. All right, let's check out some live cattle. For October, 187.60, down 45. December, 187.62, down 50. And October's 248.57, down 85. November, 247.32, down 160. And lean hogs, December, 80.15, up 102. February, 83.47. I wonder what's affecting I've been busy. I ain't paying no attention. I wonder what's affecting our markets right now, the NASDAQ, S&P. I know the election's probably got something to do with it a little bit, but I did notice somebody said that North Korea sent soldiers to Russia, so that ain't cool. And I don't know. It seems like our economy, they say there's some stuff going on out there that makes it look better, but the way people are spending money and stuff, not that great. Cost of everything is just ridiculous, and you can't go get your car repaired for less than $1,000-1,500. And so I don't know, there's a lot of things affecting our markets right now. Seen somewhere where they said the average credit card debt in the United States right now is at $30,000. Glad I don't have one. But anyway, that's, so they said people are U.S. citizens are just as much debt as the U.S. government is what they're saying. So that can't be a good thing. All right, let's check out what happened at Beaver yesterday at the Beaver Stockyards. They had 3,661 head. And let's see, bred heifers were bringing, there was only 14 sold, average weight 718, 192.11 a pound, basically almost $1,400 a head for bred heifers. Bull calves, 77 head of bull calves, average 565, average price 244.49, 1381.68 a head. Heifer calves, let's see how many they had there. Sorry, I got to scroll through a long report to get to all these. Heifer calves, 775 head, average weight 530, average price 254.66, $1,350 per head. Let me look, stroll back down there to the top of this and see what the top one sold for. Hang on with me a sit here. Looks like the top ones were, they had some... Some black heifer or black heifer calves were bringing, what they weigh? Oh, it was weighed 175, brought $750. And anyway, looks like just everything's pretty good with the heifer calves. All right, let me see here. Yearlings, heifer yearlings. 360 head of those, 675 was the average weight, average price, 234.84, 1584.78 a head. Steer calves, let me scroll through this report. Bear with me, people. I'm sorry. That's just the way the report is. Steer calves, 1,025 head, average weight, 564, average price, 270.44, brought 1,525.28 a head. And then the steers, keep going. All right, the yearlings, 1,426 head, average weight 847, average price 242.24, average $2,052.93 per head. Let's see what else they got on the report here. That must have been it. No cattle. No bulls. No big bulls, huh? All right. That's what that is. All right. That'll get that going. Okay. Coming up. This Saturday, October 26th, up there in northern Roger Mills County, south of the South Canadian River, at 1 o'clock p.m. Central Time. It's Black Hereford's Cream of the Crop Bull and Female Sale. It's the 20th one, and they're always a good one. So if you want to go up there, and they've got everything to choose from. If you need a new exciting club calf sire or a tremendous maternal cow herd builder, BHR is selling 90 deep, wide body, sound, good-looking herd bulls, candidates of all colors, 18 to 24 months old. And they'll also be selling 30 spring calving bred heifers. If you head to Crawford, we promise you'll find what your cow herd needs, according to Chris Black. So, anyway, there you go. Head on up there. That's coming up this weekend. They always have good food, too. All right, let's take a Taylor Ranch break. When I come back, I'll see who our winner is for a six-pack of Taylor Ranch original beef snack sticks. They're really good. And anyway, the question is, because I'm going to read it out, is what do you call it when two male cows argue? Send in your name and your answer, and we'll see who the winner is when I get back after this Taylor Ranch break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
To raise market-topping cattle, you need the cream of the crop. Black Hereford Ranch invites you to their 20th annual Fall Cream of the Crop Bull and Female Sale. It's Saturday, October 26th at 1 p.m. live at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Or bid online at cci.live. Sell a 90, 18 to 24 month old, deep, wide body, good-looking herd bull candidates of all colors. the good beefy kind. Also selling 30 of their very best spring calving bred heifers, the kind that'll produce market-topping offspring. For sale information, videos, online catalogs, and requests, visit BlackHerfordRanch.com or call 580-309-0711. The Black Hereford Ranch Fall Cream of the Crop Bull and Female Sale, Saturday, October 26th at 1 p.m. Join them at the ranch at Crawford, Oklahoma, or bid online at cci.live. The cream of the crop at Crawford will take your cattle operation to a higher level. This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, October 11th. 2,901 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 454 brought 322. 11 at 492 brought 264. 6 at 563 brought 268. 14 at 630 brought 250. 7 at 647 brought 236. 5 at 668 brought 254. 8 at 671 brought 233. 9 head of heifers at 451 brought 265. 8 at 531 brought 242. 7 at 603 brought 219, 5 at 699 brought 211, 18 at 780 brought 221, butcher cows were 70 to 139, butcher bulls brought 76 to 160, bred cows were 1375 to 2500, pairs brought 1285 to 3250. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Harvest Equipment Tire need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest Tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest Tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oh, I must have a bunch of city slickers out there listening today. Come on. Here's your question for a six-pack of Taylor Ranch Original Beef Snack Sticks. I'm going to give you a hint this time. What? I wrote it down. My memory's really short today. Sorry. Here we go. What do you call it when two male cows argue? 225-9697. Text in your answer and your name. I'm going to give you a hint. In Spain and in Mexico, they do this for entertainment. What do you call it when two male cows argue? That's your hint. Spain and Mexico, they do it for entertainment. So anyway, there we go. All right, let's get on with some weather. Whoa, Mangum's down, and I don't even want Mangum anyway. Let's try Sealing and see what's happening. Sealing, this is your, there we go, it's working. Sealing, Oklahoma, 72 degrees, dew points 52, humidity's 51. Winds are out of the northeast at 8 miles an hour, 10-day rain total, 0.28 inches of rain, a little over a quarter of an inch, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 68 degrees. Sunset at 6:50, sunny and 80 today. Tonight, mostly clear, 53. Tomorrow, the wind's going to be blowing really bad, and it's going to be hot. 91 degrees at Sealing. Again, I'm going to remind everybody to be careful with what they're doing today, and especially tomorrow. If you're going on a road trip with your trailer, check your wheel bearings, your chains, and all that good stuff. It'd be really nice of you not to start a fire tomorrow. How's that? Okay, let's see here. What am I going to do here? I'm going to do this right here. because it's Taylor Ranch Day, and he is a member of this deal here. In a year marked by shifting marketing dynamics and marginal pressure across the supply chain, Certified Angus Beef Cab closed its 24th physical year with its second strongest sale year in company's history. With growth both domestically and internationally, the global beef brand sold 1.237 billion pounds across the U.S. and 55 other countries. How about that? That's a lot of Certified Angus meat. Hey, I did notice somewhere where I ate the other day, because, you know, I always give people, the waitresses, heck, in a humorous way, of, you know, when it says Certified Angus, I always ask them if it's black or red Angus. I did see on a menu the other day that it said Certified Black Angus Beef. I had no idea that I'd start such a trend. I don't know if I did or not, but that's the first time I've ever seen that. Anyway, since 1978, Certified Angus Beef's success has been in a large part because of the engaging, forward-thinking, and collaborative producers and partners we work with from pasture to plate, said John Stika, president of Stika. Is that how you say that? Stika? Stika? President of CAB. While the total fed cattle supply declined 1.6% this year, a record 5.96 million carcasses, up 2.4%, were certified for the brand, with 37.4% of all Angus cattle meeting the brand's strict quality standards. A record 730,000 carcasses qualified for Certified Angus Beef Prime. How about that? The Angus cattlemen and women who spend every day dedicated to producing the highest quality cattle are the foundation of our brand, he says. With strong consumer demand, the signal to continue producing premium beef is very clear. Genetic selection and the right management earn producers nearly $100 per head above market price in grid premiums for cattle meeting the brand standards. Don't sound like much, but you got 500 head. What's that? 50,000? 5,000? 50,000? Yeah, that'd be 50. Anyway, 50,000. The market signals for domestic and international consumers show high-quality beef is in demand both at restaurants and in the meat case. Diners continue to find Certified Angus Beef offerings from Michelin star restaurants to barbecue joints and beyond, spurring continued food service growth with 415 million pounds sold across independent, specialty, broadline, and corporate specialties distributors. Domestically, food service experienced the second best year ever, marking 14 years of growth out of the past 15. How about that? It's something positive, people. So smile, even if you've never had it. It's good, I promise you. At the meat case, shoppers reach for Certified Angus Beef brand. Retail stores recorded 521.5 million pounds sold, a slight 1.7% decline from the previous year. This marked the sixth year more of 500 million pounds sold across retailers. Certified Angus Beef Prime sales noted a milestone with 50.5 million pounds sold, growing 22.5% from last year. Given the current market conditions, these record sales are further indication that consumers are not backing down from quality. International Certified Angus Beef product sales grew by 4.6% in 2024. And I know why. It's because Jimmy Taylor went to Korea and Japan and showed them how to cook it. So I'm pretty sure that's why this happened. So in 2024, it grew 194.8 million pounds. At a time when overall U.S. beef exports were down, the huge growth was in large part due to its increased sales in Mexico, which grew by 30% in the brand's second largest international market. So when you go down there to Cancun and you go into the Moon Palace and eat a restaurant, you should be seeing Certified Angus Beef on their menu. I don't know. It'll be in Spanish, too. Certified Angus Beef value-added products saw its fourth year of continued growth, reaching 45.5 million pounds. The widely popular certified Angus beef smoked and fully cooked brisket saw 27% growth, and beef bacon remained popular both in the U.S. and internationally. The brand continued to embrace consumer choice with three additional line extensions: the certified Angus beef natural, certified Angus beef grass-fed, and certified Angus beef ranch to the table. Lastly, we are brand-driven by relationships and quality, he said. We know that producers and partners across the supply chain who often choose to lead with our brand quality promise succeed even during difficult market dynamics and challenge producer profitability. Looking ahead, our team is focused on continuing to drive demand for registered Angus genetics and meeting consumer preference for high-quality beef. It's an approach that worked well for 46 years. All right, let's go to the text line and see what's going on. Oh, somebody spelled it in Spanish for me. we are having Facebook is being a pain to us, so I'm sorry. We'll have it back on there tomorrow and do it. So anyway, here is the some of the answers. Bullfight. Finally, I gave you a hint and you got it right. Anyway, I got a winner and I'll let you know. And then one person said spare. One person said no male cows. Bullfighting. Yes, this is correct. Bullfight's correct. And then bullfight. Hey, man, that hint. First of all, I know all cows aren't male. I realize that. And the question was on this page that I get every day, and it says cows. It didn't say cattle. So I got that part. Anyway, man, you guys are running of the bulls. All right. And then I see a bull fight, a bull battle. Got that. And I'm not going to repeat what Roy just texted me. And then anyway, see here, bullying or bullers. And no, it was not bullying. And then we got what else we got here? Man, got a lot of deals here. Inner male aggression. That's a good one. And then we got a beef. Nope, not beef. So anyways, thank you for participating. I will notify, I'll text you the winner, and your name will be on this package, six pack of Taylor Ranch beef out front. Okay, so yesterday the text line had a delay for some reason, and I want to continue on with a couple people that didn't get mentioned yesterday in Heyday Tuesday. So let me find this one on the text line. Here we go. They got missed. I'm really sorry. So I'm going to mention them today, and then I'll mention them again next week. Well, I guess I ain't going to mention that one because I can't find it. Oh, here we go. I found it. Okay, so get your pencil and pen ready before I go to break. And when I get back, I'm going to mention a couple of 4x4x8s, oat and alfalfa combination hay for sale. And got some grass hay over here in Allison, Texas. So I'm going to mention them when we get back. So anyway, let's go ahead and take a Taylor Ranch break. When I come back, we'll have the Southwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Forecast brought to you by the Hobart Farm and Garden. We'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Did you know a cow's energy requirement increases 1% for each degree the cattle comfort index is below 32 degrees? And that energy would double to 2% if the animal is wet to the skin. One way to help with that is feeding them with Maxi Gain or Range Max cattle cubes, all available at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Get yours today in bulk or bags. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And follow SEI Agritech on Facebook for ag news and information on their products.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling, someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. and people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
When you get off work, how do you feel on your drive home? Everybody's glad to head home after 8 or 10 or 12 hours on the job. But do you feel like you and the crew did good work and made things happen and helped move a project forward? Or are you just thankful it's over and you don't want to think about it at all? Nobody should feel that way. At Canyon, you won't. Canyon Oilfield Services is hiring day and night drivers for their Fay, Hinton, and Chickasha locations. And they need mechanics in Elk City and Fay. Excellent pay and full benefits will be yours. Apply at Canyon's Elk City office on Highway 6, a mile and a half south of the golf course. Or go online to canyonoilfield.com. You can even call 729-3297. When your shift is done at Canyon, you'll know you've done good work. And when you go back, you'll do even more. At Canyon Oilfield Services, the key word is service.
Hi, I'm Gary Owens, the owner of Galleria Furniture. Celebrate our fall sell-a-thon with buy one, get one free on select recliners. Choose the Elsa Vanilla Barrel Recliner for only $5.99 or the Bandito Recliner for just $4.99. Come shop at Western Oklahoma's largest furniture and appliance store right next to Tractor Supply in Elk City. And remember, we'll beat any competitor's price or it's yours for free.
Sugar Creek Casino presents Here Comes Tracy Lawrence, live for one night only. Saturday, November 2nd, Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center. All the hits.
Time marches on.
All night long with CMA and ACM Award winner. Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com. Don't miss Tracy Lawrence live at Sugar Creek Casino.
When it comes time to put your hard-earned money toward a new vehicle, count on Lipscomb Dealerships to give you a better value and car buying experience with friendly, no-pressure sales and quality service backed by a half century of experience. Save more in the country at our 7 dealerships across Texoma with over 1,000 Chevy, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus KTMs and Can-Ams, always on sale at LipscombDealerships.com. Good people, great deals, family-owned since 1979.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, I notified the winner of the Taylor Ranch 6-pack of original beef snack sticks. They're really good. I'm just going to warn you. I notified the winner. Congratulations and thanks for precipitating. Not participating. I was looking around. I'm wanting some rain. Anyway, participating in that little contest there. We're going to have more of these. I got some of my sponsors starting to bring some stuff in to give away during their day. So anyway, we're gonna have lots of prizes to give away in here, free gifts for everybody. I know you farmers all like free stuff. Anyway, Eric, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden ag weather update for southwestern Oklahoma. It's 80 degrees, feels like 81, dew points 58, humidity's 47, the winds are out of the northeast at 8 miles an hour, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 70 degrees, sunset at 6:55. Sunny and 86 for a high today. Tonight, 55 for a low. Tomorrow, super breezy and 91 degrees. Winds will be out of the south up 24 miles an hour with gusts up over 30 tomorrow. So, anyway, that is your update on that weather there. All right. Okay. I have some news from the Southwest Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, an investigation. This is out of Fort Worth. Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association Special Ranger Robert Fields arrested Joshua Webb for the theft of 2 cow-calf pairs. Webb was charged with theft of livestock, a third-degree felony, and possession of a controlled substance. In September of 2024, Special Ranger Fields took a report from an individual reporting 2 cow-calf pairs that went missing from a property in DeWitt County. The cattle were last seen earlier that month. During an investigation, Special Ranger Fields received information from a DeWitt County Sheriff's Office investigator about two suspects who had sold cattle at a local sale barn. A Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raiser Association market inspector confirmed that September 11th, two cow-calf pairs that matched the description of the stolen livestock were consigned by two individuals. Fields was able to recover both pairs and return them to the owner. Before the investigation concluded, it was learned that one of the suspects had died. However, an arrest warrant was issued for the second suspect, Webb. On October 3rd, Fields received a tip on Webb's whereabouts from a confidential informant. And I got a lot of those on this show. Webb was located and arrested by Gonzales Police Department. He was booked into the Gonzales County Jail on felony theft and livestock and possession of controlled substance charges. Special Ranger Fields extends a big thank you to DeWitt County Sheriff's Office, Gonzales County Sheriff's Office, and Gonzales Police Department for their assistance in the case. So I wonder, in this instance, is whoever bought the cow-calf pairs, do they get their money back? Because it shows here that they were returned to the original owner. So I wonder how that works. Anybody know? That'd be interesting to find out. I just bought two pairs, but they come got them and I'm out $5,000, say $2,500 a pair, for example. So anyway, I wonder how that works. Be interesting. I'm going to see if I can find that out and let everybody know how it went. Well, I got some cotton. No, my cotton deal went away. Oh, here we go. So, estimating hay needs. The cooler weather is on the way, supposedly, according to the, that's what I'm thinking. Somebody might be SOL, whoever bought those cow-calf pairs. Estimating hay needs. Some basic rules of thumb to follow when determining the hay supplies you will need to sustain your cow herd over the next few months. I got this from my newsletter that I get every Monday from Cow-Calf Corner at OSU. If you don't get it, you need to go to Cow-Calf Corner. Google Cow-Calf Corner and OSU deal come up, and there's a deal that you can click on there to get this email. They got some really good stuff, comes out every Monday from OSU. So, determine your average mature cow size. This can be done by weighing your 4 to 7 year old cows and calculating the average. From mature cow size, we can approximate the amount of forage dry matter cows will need to consume per year or per day. For example, a 1,000 pound cow will consume about 26 pounds of forage dry matter per day. This is average. Now I got some cows that'll average twice that anyway, because they never stop eating. A 1400 pound cow will consume about 36.4 pounds of forage dry matter per day. So determine the second thing you need to do is determine your cow inventory. Third, estimate the amount of time you expect to be feeding cows. From this information, you can calculate the total amount of hay needed. For example, 100 cows weighing 1,400 pounds will consume about 3,640 pounds of hay per day. We should take into account that a certain amount of the hay fed will be wasted, and there will be a certain amount of spoilage of each bale that will be won't be consumed. With this in mind, we add another 10% to the daily total, bump it up to 4,000 pounds. So 100 cows weighing 1,400 pounds will eat 4,000 pounds, which is 2 tons per day. Remember, the amount of hay wasted or spoiled can be higher. If we're feeding hay from last year, expect a higher percentage spoiled in each bale. If we are expecting to feed hay from mid-October to mid-May, this is approximately 200 days of hay feeding. 4,000 pounds of hay per day times 200 equals 800,000 pounds of hay, or 400 tons of forage dry matter that cows will consume over this time. If we are feeding or buying large rounds with average weight of 1,250 bucks or pounds, that equates to 640 big bales needed to sustain 100 cows. So that's 6.4 bales per cow for 200 days. I always thought the rule of thumb was like 3 bales, but I guess it also depends on how much you supplement. If possible, purchase hay by the ton. It leads to less error in securing the amount of hay you will need to purchase or have on inventory. If you're buying hay by the bale is your only option, make sure to weigh enough of the bales to have an accurate representation of the bale weight. Also, take into account the amount of spoilage of each bale. One of the upsides of hay bale this summer and the drought we are dealing with now is less spoilage of warm season grass hay baled in the summer of 2024. Other factors such as weather, stage of a lot of things going on with cattle in there. So provide hay and other nutritional supplementation accordingly. How's that? All right, here we go. I told you guys yesterday that I missed a couple of hay sales. Got your pen and pencil ready? They got some hay for sale. As soon as I can find them, everybody's still texting in their answer. Dare with me a second. Okay, here we go. Here's the first one I'm going to mention. This gentleman has 75 bales of love grass located in Allison, Texas, asking $35 a bale as is, or $45 delivered within reasonable range. You can call him at 580-449-1192. 75 bales of love grass. If you come pick it up in Allison, Texas, it's $35 a bale. Or if he delivers, it's $45 a ton within reasonable range. So anyway, 580-449-1192. And here's the other one I missed yesterday. Hay for sale, 4x4x8. Oat and alfalfa combination, 90 tons, $90 a ton. Not 90 tons, but $90 a ton in the barn. And let's see here. Rained on mixed alfalfa outside, $60 a ton. Located 7 miles south of Sentinel and a quarter mile east on Highway 44. You can call Joe at 580-682-0777. 580-682-0777. This is grinder hay and good cow hay. You need semi-trucks and a good check to buy it. So anyway, if you need some 4x4x8s of oat and alfalfa combination, he's got some in the barn and some rained on mixed alfalfa outside for $60 a ton, and the oat and alfalfa combination is $90 a ton. So I apologize for missing those yesterday. I will double check those again next week to see what's happening. Okay. Let's finish out the show with this. This is out of Rutgers, out of Chicago. U.S. soybean export premiums are at their highest in almost 14 months as grain merchants race to ship out a record large U.S. harvest ahead of the U.S. presidential election, and fears of renewed trade tensions with top importer China traders, and an analyst said. Anyway, nearly 2.5 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans were inspected for export last week, including about 1.7 million tons bound for China. That's a lot. That's the most in a year, according to the USDA. But while the export flurry is a bright spot for U.S. farmers coping with low prices and hefty supplies, sellers say such heightened export demand could be short-lived, leaving the U.S. with a glut of oil seeds at a time when prices are hovering near four-year lows. And we remember here a couple of years ago, or it might have been early last year, that they were talking about soybeans will be almost $15 in the next few years. Well, that didn't happen. So here's what's stirring the bucket here. Tariff threats from presidential hopeful Donald Trump's campaign speeches are prompting some Chinese importers to shun U.S. shipments for January on, according to traders. Instead, these buyers are looking at Brazilian soy and paying up to 40 cents a bushel more than they would from the United States. In an earlier than normal seasonal shift that's shrinking the U.S. export window. The Chinese don't know what final costs will be relative to tariffs they are avoiding the United States from January forward, according to Dan Bassey, president of Ag Resource Company. Bassey said he expects 24-25 exports to fall 75 million bushels, short of the latest USDA forecast. How China will respond to tariffs under a new U.S. administration is unclear. Trump has vowed to boost tariffs on Chinese products to around 60%, while challenger Kamala Harris plans to keep tariffs roughly as they are now. There you have it. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. See you guys tomorrow. It's The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. God bless.
Toolbox, helping you get the job done. 96.5.